Mirandilla.
So the sky fell in today, huh?
Excuse me? What?
The sky fell today.
Well, you know what? I could have had a worse day. My friend that has the birthday on the same day as I do, she does hair like I do, and her patient coded twice today. I mean, died twice.
No, I understand, but she didn't die because she's resurrected, right?
Well, yeah, she's fine, but what a birthday present. The patient told her when she came in today to take care of him, he said, well, I'm going to give you a birthday present. I'm going to die today. Now, isn't that something? All I had was a ceiling fall in.
I believe someone else came online, so.
It's Hannah.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Well, I'm glad it was you, Hannah. At least you would understand that talking about death really isn't talking about death.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hello.
So, good evening, everyone. Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa. Gedula chimincha. Alpha Gimel Yutap Tabi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevava Sham Rem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which translates as judgment. Bahem tacharem rachame sitkata tamizamayim betet resh tzaditav gimel hasim kadosh berov tuha na'el adata het kuf bet tet nunayim Yachid Ge'er Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed
Ayana
So we have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. And we will do this for this creation that we have brought into our space. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'ral Chesed V'emet No tsechesed la lapim, no seawon wa pesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoach, we say in a whisper, Baruch Hashem Kivu. Today's class is Tikkuni Zohar class. And so we do a little bit different pattern because the study of the Tikkuni Zohar is really the highest level of study we can do. And so the need to connect to the 72 names is taken care of through the study of the Zohar. The need to connect to the Tzaddikim is taken care of through the study of the Zohar. And the need for the connection to the various years, because the Tikkuni Zohar is essentially a study, 70 different essays written by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on the one word Bereshit, which includes everything in time, in space, in motion, and in Kavanah. So, if my records are correct, we're going to go to the handout for section 13b of the Tikkuni Zohar. And you can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 19, the second column from the left. The Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you open that up, please go down to class 11, which is for section 13b. And we will start with a L'shem Yichud. If there are any questions before we start of what I've just said or on any other subjects, feel free to express them and ask the questions.
You say 13B?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's class 11 on the landing page. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu V'yachta L'shem Yud He B'vav He V'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah V'asok Torah mitzvah V'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu konenehu. And as we did with the study of the Tikkuni Zohar during the month of Elul, we will do the same. Rather than scanning, we will read them, the Aramaic. And always understand that if I mispronounce it because it's not with vowels, that there's an angel that takes my words and transfers them to you properly. Itmar etzem be'atzami etzem hashemayim l'tahar aron v'day da'alev nor delik kalil lev metivot vihu shabbat uvaya shekinta ila'a Ve'ayehi Torat Chacham Uvalev Dalit Mevin Ve'ayehi Ve'ayehu Neshamad Yetira Dishabat Ve'ayehu Chiru Dishabat Tebigina Lo Shaltin Me'arei tegehinom al alma. Umay ni yehu Kirehinom begufa da kevad vayehu hazavach menachashet benachashit le'avara le'ya me'alma v'kavadeya me'rab gehinom diokid be'ya kifarat chalev da'pereyeshu disakat shalom di'itmar Behapures Sukat Shalom Menarata Dareisha Peshava Nehuruteya Aleya Inun Tirin Adanin Vitarin Ayanin Vitarin Nukhde Chotama v'puma umanarata Le'amina v'itmar ba Arotzel hachakim Yedarim begin detamin Mucha b'reisha B'chachma b'reisha Sharia uveya nahir Menarata begin Dehu mishacha Deyitvar beya Keshemen hatov al harosh Kenafi reaya Reya alayhu itmar V'chach Hayu hachrovayim Purshay Kenyapim Lemala sochavim Echon fihem Al hakaparat Dach bekaparat Chalev Betokhora dalava Eat marbea shalchem hatsafon veda shakin ta 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 ayahi benirata kadnatala my mina vishireya arahachma eat marba Harotza lehachachim Yedarim vekad v'nala netala Mishmala v'yayahi Gevura itkariyat Petura v'itmar ba Harotza lehashir Yitzafin b'shareyo ala beitina Yitmar ba piratat Hashem hayo Taser v'kad natala B'gufadehu amudad emsaita Itkariyat mishkinta kina Kaliyo mitarav Yehu Keyur Vikano Inun Vitarin Kulayin Uvahon Sharin Tirain Simaki Kishot Mocha Aleya Itmar Ufani Areya El Haimin Betamin Min Rata Kalik Leva Ufani Shor Mehashmal Betamin Betora Mit Takana Begin Delava Yuvishlishamela Kufaleya Itmar Vifani. Excuse me. Neshevitamin Mishkenamit Takana Vashikanata Ayehi Demot Ahad Echad Learvatin Vayehi Dechad Vayehi Dalad Antin Dekol Chaya Begin. I lost my place. Antin Dekol Chaya Begin devar va advan mehirin dinun yudke vavke vavalef yehi demot gadam tei ayehu yudke vavke v'eser atvan eline nun she or koma. The Gufa Dada Yehu Mishkina Bialaihu Itmar Eser Emot Amot Erech Hakaresh Viamala Oto Ruach Elokim Behachma Betavuna Bevada atu vechom lacha vechachma daud dial yud betavona da Hashem uvada at dava ukomalaka da Hashem divaracha. Behamishkilim Elain Arva Vesodim Begufa Az Yehiru Bechon Arva Chavim Dianum Mazal Ariya Mazal Shor Mazal Nesher Mazal Adam Depart Sofa Devar Nash Ishta modat Bechon ben anafo Tivarnash vidayu Achrat panihem Anta bam bezohar Danishmata umat sadik Sadiki Haravim biavarim Tegufa Yehu Hon Naharin Mazal Yehu Kocho Ka Koch Vim Leolam Waed Tivarachar Deham Shakilim Elain Arva Setir Alma Yisiru Elain Arva Malakaya di nun Mika, Mikael, Gabriel, Nuriel, Kazahar, Kazohar, Dakorsaya, Yikara, Devarachar, Vahamashikilim, Elain Shafin, di Itmar, Behonushvita Tainu Shabach Uvahonat Ach Haya Bomif Gakish Tetala Night Sasa Shiritz Demashmashin beguma befuma bekach bet atvan velvahon patoch. Devura de talota de shabacha lemalka. Yazhiru ileni nun deit mar behon veinanu. Ma'arot ha'shamesh v'ki ra'reach shavagaladai ina inun t'nacharim b'chon shavakach ve'lachat v'shamasha v'sichara t'eat bar b'chon v'aninu me'arot Kashamesh the Karach Had Hashara Kegavna the Tashia the Kulidin the Oraita the Hachema the Lavana the Kalal Shevaa Kochvaya Inun Echashiv lon to spot al sheva elachama hayehi nukval gabeya shema shemesha bevayvina nukval gabi yirach b'shemesh v'yirach inun nachirin l'shvi l'shava'a kach ve'lachat inun k'shava galida ina v'shamisha v'sichara ha'tisha batayin ashirit lon kola dekolila Machlachon Kazahar Zohar Harakia. It seemed like a long Aramaic section, didn't it? Section 13b in the English. So therefore we turn to the holiness of the heart, out of which the 32 paths emanate in this realm of holiness, where the Sabbath or the stasis is formed. Here is the higher Shekhinah, the higher connecting link, above, or that which is self-evident to the wise. This field of stasis elicits the extra soul called the realized reflection of above that is mirrored elsewhere and is readily apparent within the heart. The copper altar removes the impurities just as the liver removes them from the body, and by extension, too, there is the operation of the concept of transformation, taking the lower thought and transforming it above. An unwritten commentary, you can take a lower thought that you perceive as negative, and as you elevate it, you transform it into a positive thought as it elevates to the higher levels. Continuing to read. The ark cover represents the extension of the field of stasis called the Sabbath, acting as a sukkah when we contemplate the holiness within. The menorah is a symbol of the awakening of the light within. And the oil is that inspiration that is fueled by the holiness above. What we take in through our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth gives meaning to our thoughts, raising them above. This is wisdom. Now, all of this information is processed in the brain in specific locations known or felt by the wise, which in turn cause the menorah to light, bringing about the awareness of higher consciousness. An unwritten commentary. if you think about this, it was written even 1,000 years ago, but more than likely 2,500 years ago, 2,000 years ago. This idea that all the information is processed in the brain in specific locations. That's an amazing statement for 2,500 years ago. All the places in the body where we find a nexus of nerves could be said to be a place where information is being sent from one nerve end to another. This information travels via the electrical and chemical impulses known as thoughts, both conscious and unconscious. What happens is that there are layers of thought that cascade throughout the body continuously. For example, the breath from the lungs serves the purpose of providing transport of oxygen, aerating the blood supply, and flooding the brain with oxygen as well. This is what is meant by the wings that spread upwards, shielding the arc cover. The arc cover is the processing center for the thoughts that emanate throughout the body. An unwritten commentary. I hope you're beginning to get a sense of how thoughts, consciousness, are really metaphors for the physical body. Or the physical body is a metaphor for all of our thoughts. Continuing to read. The table, the heart, the lower Shekhinah, produce the intended focus that is to take from within the physical transformation that is the world of experience. Now this place within the heart is a mystical location within and is the connecting link between the above and the below. This suggests that while we may reach up for higher thoughts, we may also determine their efficacy by going south or investigating their effects to surmise the deeper meanings of their higher purpose. When the Shekhinah, the connecting force within, attaching itself to holiness above and below, takes from the left, meaning from the discernment of judgment, then she is called a table. The table is where the transformation takes place, removing the dross of thought and refining it into its higher essences. When she goes northward to wealth, this is referring to the abundance of good, of expectation, and a returning, reuniting with the highest source that is both emanation and the reflecting arc that powers the entire sequence of influence, both above and below. Consider that the Shekhinah is present, is a presence that is resonant within the body, and it becomes activated according to specific energies concentrated there. When the Shekhinah becomes activated in such a way, she takes from the body and becomes the middle pillar. This is the central activating force, making the conflicting links above and below. There is present within the body from head to toe, throughout the organs, and especially in the brain, a unifying force that ties all together. This unifying force is composed of thoughts, their likeness of which may be found in the counterparts of the organs of the body, representing those pathways of refinement that naturally occur. This unifying force is Shekhinah, called the animating force of the universe. The Shekhinah is the likeness of man in that she is in effect the template of man. Imagine a network of lights in the shape of a man, and then superimpose the soul upon this template and color it in with life experiences. This is the tabernacle, which is man. That's really a beautiful phraseology. Continuing to read. Man is indeed imbued with the way things work. It is the underlying template of Shekhinah that he is superimposed upon. Therefore, man is able to see through the eyes of the Creator with knowledge and insight and all manner of craftsmanship, meaning that the finished product appears, which is the letter He, as the mind's eye sharing the Creator's viewpoint. And the Creator's viewpoint envisions the letter He. The choices we make are reflected in the countenance of the person. It is as though the light that will not go where there is confusion or doubt, or where we haven't done the right thing. That template of Shekhinah becomes fully realized through the mazal of the face, meaning the right choices that we have made in doing essentially the right thing. This mazal of another level of influence happening above all else, it might be compared to dewdrops or heavenly vapors that are attracted by the Shekhinah. The radiance of the body is Shekhinah that emanates from within. This radiance comes from all four sides, flowing from the centers of brilliance, and are the temporalities of the four angels. With this, what this tells us is that these centers are indeed a part of Shekhinah that exists as a nexus within. It is a sense that nexus is a body within a body, the one becoming the throne of the other. The wise meaning of the speech that is expressed by the inspirations received from the recognition of this body within the body have the purpose of defining or praising the king, which is the hierarchy of brilliance that the source of these emanations. The eyes are the perceptions of holiness that now, with our inner vision activated, we come to see the holiness throughout. This holiness comes to be understood then as the unity of all things in the universe, comparing the planets, the sun, and the moon to the levels of perception that are now accessible. The letters and the vowels points are the signposts that reflect that inner holiness and show the interconnection that is Torah, which is the template of creation. This description of the planets, the sun and moon, and their relationships, male and female, refer to the relationship between the inner radiance of Shekhinah and the physical body. This specific relationship is one of awareness or perception, meaning that our thoughts must turn within to experience the nodal points of contact. And through this contact, we are then made increasingly aware of both the complexity of unity and its simplicity, in that the entire universe is one. Like the radiance of the firmament, the looking glass that shines in man's face, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, conductors of his body and of his limbs. That's the end of section 13. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes, I have an observation.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
I heard you mentioning the names of the angels. Gabriel, Michael, the four angels. But
Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael.
Okay, but they were not described here in the text.
No, they're not. They'll be described later on in the text, but right now they're not described.
Okay.
But
and they mentioned by the name they were mentioned.
Go ahead and finish your question.
But it says four angels. Yeah, okay.
You want to finish your question?
No, it's okay. It's just it mentioned angels, but not by the names as it was mentioned in the Aramaic. But that's fine.
Understand. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, I have another question.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
You mentioned that the Tikkun Zohar has a higher energy than the other tools that we utilize in the Kabbalah.
Say that again. I'm not sure I understood what you think I said.
Okay, you say that scanning or reading the Tikkun Zohar, it's
right.
An equivalent of the 72 names and, you know, the other tools that we utilize before we start our study.
Right. Let me clarify that, but then you can go ahead and ask the question that you want to ask. But to clarify it, I didn't say that they were equivalent to the 72 names. I said everything is in the word Bereshit. The Tikkun Zohar is describing its 70 essays on the word Bereshit. Everything that's in Bereshit is in the Tikkun Zohar. And everything that's in the Torah, the 72 names of God, the Anabah Koach, the 13 attributes of mercy, both the higher level and the lower level. Anything that is in the Torah is in the word Bereshit. And therefore, the 72 names are within the word Bereshit as well. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the 72 names are equivalent to the Tikkun Zohar. The Tikkun Zohar is the soul of God. It's actually the soul of the soul of Hashem. The Zohar is the soul of Hashem. The Tikkun Zohar is the soul of the soul of Hashem.
And what does the name, the word Tikkun really mean?
Tikkun means correction. This world, our physical world, is a world of correction. We need to strive to correct, to purify it, to make space, cleanliness for Hashem to live within this world. That's the meaning of bringing heaven down to earth, bringing Hashem down to the physical world. Any other questions? I was planning to do two of the sections, but we won't have time to do section 14A, and we're probably better off each week doing the A and B section of the same number. So next week we'll do section 14A and B.
Okay.
So tomorrow we have a mini Zohar class at 4:30, and we have questions and answers at 7:00. Hopefully we'll have some questions this time. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Hey, shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.